this is your host, Kim. What's going on with the Real Life Relatable Story Child? Hopefully, we're still out here feeling positive and spreading them positive vibes. Coming to you guys with another podcast today. This is going to be like a little bit of a story as well, associated with being motivational and inspiring as well. Hopefully, I try to be every single day and every single time that I try to reach out to you guys. So you guys and girls, so I hope that I get out an important message that speaks to you, and hopefully you can share this with somebody if they need to hear it. That would be lovely and beautiful and amazing. I would greatly appreciate it. Other than that, the podcast story is negative environment equals positive attitude, and I can really elaborate. This can come off funny depending on who you are, but I can really elaborate on this because I've worked in several jobs, and there have been times where I've been in negative environments and I've had to hold a positive attitude. And there have been days where I just really don't want to be there sometimes. But and it could be a brutal, honest truth that you don't want to be there. And it's totally understandable. I mean, it's work. I mean, our brains are programmed sometimes to not like work or whatever sometimes because we see work as struggle or pain or some type of thing that goes the opposite of relaxation and distraction from what we love to do. I don't like calling it a distraction, because when I call it a distraction, people think that I'm trying to say that like relaxing is bad, but it's not. I don't think relaxing is bad. I just think too much of it that starts to become your reality, that's when it gets bad. But other than that, but in negative environments, try your best to be positive. The way I did it, because I was working at a place where the environment wasn't so positive, it was kind of negative. And I just try to keep on staying positive. Honestly, the things that I did to cope with it was funny, because the only thing I could really do was sing songs, because they had songs playing like Drake's. And this is going to be interesting, because they had like songs, Drake's Kiki, Do You Love Me? I don't actually know the names of that song, which is kind of sad. But they had that. They had God's Plan. They had Juice WRLD's famous song that he's well known for, world renowned and all that stuff. And I just kept on like singing those songs in my head, even though songs can be repetitive, but that's honestly what I did to get that out of my head. But to be completely honest and put some laughter onto this podcast, because I feel like I barely laugh and I barely put any like crazy positive, like not crazy positivity, but I don't put some crazy like type of laughter. I feel like I'm like very monotone to just sound like I'm just trying to send a strict message, only positive, only not sad, which is not true, because it's totally okay to be sad. That's why you have tear ducts. It's totally fine to be sad, which is all understandable. But yeah, I think that's what I did, one thing to cope with. And also, I think I just try to stay to myself and always focus on the end product and focus on the fact that once I get through this, I know. And either some people's end product is money. My end product was just knowing that I could like get done work and I can, I would just count down the hours. Honestly, I think I would just focus on the end product of where it could go. Sometimes the end product would be money for me, even though I'm not that type of person to really focus and care so much, and let money kind of like poison my mind, because, the love of money, not money itself, but the love of money can really like, be the root of all evil. But money itself in general, not really. I honestly, I don't even know what to talk about. I think I'm just enjoying myself right now because I get to do what I love. honest to God. But yeah, be your best and try to stay and remain so happy within a negative environment. Seriously, it helps so much. It shows that people start to notice that, how can you be so positive in a negative environment? And it's really hard, because some people really can't stay that positive through a negative environment. Sometimes it really messes with people's mind. Like sometimes they just can't get back up from it. It really like messes with them as a person. Any tips I have on that? I mean, I may not have been in a certain circumstance, because I learned how to like kind of like thrive up from it and just be good and try to ignore it the best way I can besides ignoring it. I just try to smile and just always be polite and always be nice and enjoy just conversation. Cause then again, I worked at a food joint. So I just always try to be, excuse me. Oh my goodness. Also try to be, just very, very respectful and enjoy just conversations with people. A lot of people aren't social, so I understand that, but try your best to enjoy some conversations. Like I said, say yes to the things that you would usually say no to. Enjoy the things that you might not usually be used to enjoying. Try new things. You know, with trying new things, you start to have a positive attitude in negative environments. Keep on doing that. You'll be positive 100% of the, well, I can't promise you 100% of the time, but for me, that's what works for me. If it works for you, that's cool. If you have any ways that it works for you, let me know. I would love to hear your perspective if people feel the need to. If not, it's okay. Other than that, I hope that everybody can feel some sort of positivity from this. Keep on being unique. Keep on being amazing. Keep on being cool. Keep on being passionate about your passion and your calling. Yes, remain happy through the negative environments, because people may see something in you that, you know, may spark some type of good. And, you know, a lot of people at my old job, I don't work there anymore, but a lot of people at the old job at that food joint that I worked at, that they were saying that, you know, they don't know how I stay so positive through it all. But I just honestly enjoy human interaction because I'm a social person. And I think that's what kind of keeps me going. That's what keeps me going. But if there's anything that you can do that keeps you going, please find that. Let me know. And I can definitely help and work with you beyond that, you know, to help you, or lend a helping hand on how to grow into staying positive in a negative environment. I'll have my links down below to reach me ASAP for anything of that sort or that nature. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this spoken word. Whoa, so used to saying that because I did so many in a row. But hopefully you guys enjoy that. And with one more, you know, podcast that I'm going to be doing, I'm going to try to make this a special one. It's probably going to be a quick one too, but it's going to be an important message that I want to share with y'all. And the next one is called It's Okay to Rest. And I'm going to end this one right now, but the whole reason behind that is going to be something very important. Just know that if you're a hard worker, it is perfectly okay to rest. Just remember that as we go into the next episode. Love y'all. Peace. Enjoy the rest of your day, evening, morning, noon, all that great stuff, night. Continue to feel great. Continue to feel positive. God bless as always, and stay chill and keep on spreading them positive vibes, my real life relatable story tribe. And let me know, you know, if there's any way or any helping hand that you need, because I'm always here to talk and be there for people, etc. God bless. Love y'all. Peace. Keep being inspiring. Keep being impactful. And keep on being at the top of the game. Peace.